Time to talk sport with Warwick Hadfield. Warwick, hello there.
Hello there, Fran.
Well, weekends are not what they were in terms of sports news. Nevertheless, in the AFL, with the players' deal locked in, the game is now locked in. The game is now looking to secure a big loan to get through this crisis.
Yeah, Fran, I don't know what's going to be in euros or krona or what it's going to be, but it's going to be a lot of money. After some moments of high tension last week, the players and the AFL reached an agreement last Friday that has slashed the wages bill by 50% immediately and as much as 70% if the situation doesn't improve in the next couple of months. Mm-hmm. And yes, the AFL is looking to secure a loan. This will make your eyes water, around $600 million to tide it over until regular revenue streams resume. The full details of that to be revealed as the week unravels.
Where are they trying to get the loan from? Government or banks? Or
bank. It's right. A proper business transaction.
Business loan.
With a bank, apparently. Not a lot of details are known, but they're seeing it very much as a loan. They're not looking for a handout at this stage from anybody. And look, the AFL still has its eye on that May 31st deadline it set itself about getting back into competition. But you'd have to think that's a little bit optimistic. They've still got this idea of the 17-round, 144-game home and away season. And part of that deal with the players allows them to play games right up until Christmas. So a grand final on Christmas Day, or very close to it, is not entirely out of the question. One little problem, of course,
it'd be entirely different, though, playing it in 35 degrees, wouldn't it?
Certainly. Well, there's also the issue of the Men's Cricket T20 World Cup in October as well, which will rule the MCG up for a while there. But look, it's who knows? As we all know, as we sit here in our isolation in our homes, we have no idea what the future's going to bring, and that applies to sport as much as to anything else.
Well, if we got 10 games, we'd be happy, I reckon. In football, a player with the Newcastle Jets in the A-League has become the first to test positive to COVID-19.
Yeah, Fran, look, that player is now in isolation, and the health of his teammates is being closely monitored. All this as the Players Association and the owner of Perth Glory, they're fighting each other furiously because Tony Sage, the owner of the Perth Glory, he stood down all the players and staff after the A-League competition was suspended, abandoned, whatever it was. In response, the PFA is threatening to sue him, though he says that they'll have to end up suing all the clubs because everyone's going to be doing it shortly, standing down players and support staff. So look, at 7:30, lots of other things to look at. What's happening in rugby league, a big day for that sport. And also, Steve Smith's leadership ban ended yesterday, but will he ever captain Australia at cricket again, Fran? We'll look
at
that at
7:30. We're still talking cricket. Warwick, in rugby league, a huge day in the history of the sport as the Rugby League Commission meets to formalise a new pay deal and other cost-cutting measures too.
Yeah, look, Fran, it's been called one of the most important days in the history of the game, probably since the seminal meetings that created the league back in 1908, as the Commission seeks agreement from a range of parties, not just the players, on a range of cost-cutting measures. The players are apparently already on side, those on $1 million contracts taking a pay cut of as much as 87%, and that percentage reduces as salaries are reduced. Other cost-cutting measures at head office are also to be initiated, possibly including the CEO not being paid for some time. Whatever the commissioners decide at their meeting, though, they'll need to get the agreement of the clubs, and this is always a big issue. The commission's chair, Peter Vilandis, has called for unity ahead of that particular phone hookup later today. In normal circumstances, and given the power the clubs still have despite the establishment of the commission and their always contrary nature, you normally say that good luck there, Peter, but as we know, Fran, these are not normal times in any way, shape or form.
Sure aren't. And in cricket, Steve Smith is now free to captain Australia again. This follows the ball tampering incident.
Yep.
But will he?
Fran, I think the answer to just about every question you ask at the moment, whether it be about coronavirus or sport, is who knows. What we do know is, yes, the two-year ban imposed on him captaining Australia after those infamous events in South Africa have now, that the ban has expired. He was due to head to India to play in the IPL, where he was going to be allowed to captain a side there. That was the Rajasthan Royals, but that competition has been postponed until at least mid-April, and probably way beyond that, Fran, because once again, who knows?
Who knows? Warwick, thank you very much.
Good on you, Fran.